Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Well, let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 13. It says, "You have been called to live in freedom. Use your freedom to serve one another in love." Isn't that interesting scripture written by Apostle Paul to the church at Galatia? And it's, you know, dear people of God, that, you know, the attitude of I owe you or you owe me is a very critical and a very challenging attitude a person can have. So the thing is that what gives us an attitude of entitlement? Right? It's found in the middle of the word entitlement itself, the word title. We assume people owe us because of the title we hold in their lives: wife, husband, mother, brother, daughter, friend, pastor, donor, employee, boss, etc. We think of a title as a title deed that gives us the right to whatever advantage we expect. Paul described the essence of discipleship in these words: by love, serve one another. If you have an attitude of entitlement, here are a few pointers or strategies to help you overcome it. Number one, understand the difference between your rights and your desires. You have the right to expect your husband or wife to be faithful to you, but you don't have the right to expect them to wait on you hand and foot. Right? The Bible says in the book of John 3:16, "For God so loved that he gave." Right? He loved us so dearly that he gave his only begotten son. Right? So true love is marked by giving, not taking. Secondly, live by the golden rule of John 3:16. True love, right? God wants to love you and bless you, and he desires that you will be a great giver. Secondly, live by the golden rule that is mentioned in Matthew 7:12. Jesus said that whatever you want others to do for you, take the initiative and begin doing it for them, right? You say, but what if they don't return the favor? God will reward you anyway. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers, as you still do. The Bible records that in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, right? Thirdly, never assume that a person's past kindness creates an ongoing obligation to you. God may use others to bless you, but he alone must always be the source you trust to meet your needs. And remember what James 1:17 says, that every good and every perfect gift comes forth from the Father of lights from heaven, in whom there is no variableness nor any shadow of turning. Every good gift comes forth from your Father in heaven. Amen. So trust in him and depend on him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this season of giving. And you teach us that how we must, by love, serve one another. Lord, I thank you for the freedom that we have received through your precious Son, Jesus. The freedom, O Lord, to serve, the freedom to bless, the freedom to speak the truth, the freedom to love one another, the freedom, O God Almighty, to serve the kingdom of God. And I thank you for that. And I give you the praise. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, and keep them from the enemy. Keep them, O Lord God Almighty, from every snare of Satan. Bless them, flourish them, and prosper them, because they are your heritage. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones, those who may be sick in our midst. Oh Father, we know that sickness, you took it on your back. And your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes on your back, we were healed and made whole. And I thank you for your healing that flows into our bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness, every disease, every infirmity that tries to afflict your people in any manner. I rebuke it and I command it to get out and enter into that body again no more. Lord, I thank you because you are good and you are gracious, and I vow to give you the glory. We bless you and we praise your name. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.